Hello and welcome to another edition of the Trade Paperbacks Show. I'm not going to do the initials. Ryan hasn't nailed it yet, so I'm not going to try. This week we're covering Spawn Issue 1. What year was this? Ryan is here. 92. Looks like it was 1992. So I had never read any Spawn comics before. I was vaguely aware of Spawn as a comic universe sort of thing. And so this is my first try to get into Spawn.
I had to give the dogs some treats today.
Bribery.
Today's a hard day.
Bribery is the lesson.
It's a hard day today with the dogs, and we can't miss our
four-legged folk.
Our release time here. Mm-hmm. All right, so you said this was your first Spawn.
This is the first Spawn content
I've ironically consumed. Spawn number one, yeah. Which is good. I own a lot of Spawn.
Mm-hmm. Is this the very first Spawn?
There? Yes.
Okay. So yes. This is a new thing when this issue came out.
Correct.
Okay. So
what do you think?
I actually liked it a fair bit.
I
mean, well, I don't have the superlatives proper, I suppose. But I liked that it covered a period of time. Like this one issue, like it starts in 1987 and it goes through like 92, I guess. It's not clear to me what Spawn is doing in that time period or what exactly is going on, but it poses a lot of interesting questions. There's a clear mystery about who he is and, you know, why his memory is wiped and why he is actually in the world right now and so forth. So there's a lot of good questions posed. It's not exactly like, oh, it's just another one of these. I suppose for a lot of people who might be familiar with the Spawn universe, like all those questions, like, yeah, those were all answered. And it's not like that interesting. But for somebody who's never consumed it, I thought it was actually kind of interesting. So, and also, like, the artwork is pretty solid. Like, they stuffed some really good artwork into this issue. They did for a first issue of something that they've never done before, like, I don't know, to me, like, the turning the comic book sideways sort of thing to get, like, a different perspective was pretty interesting to do that right away. So, I enjoyed it. A fair bit.
A fair bit. You know, another glowing review from JT here. So, what don't you know?
What do you mean, what don't I know?
Like,
in the thing, in 1987, there's a news report about a person who's killed, and to my mind, I guess that's Spawn.
Al?
Yeah, that sounds right. But he can't remember things. He remembers a face, but he can't remember like who he is or what's going on or why he remembers his face. And then I think he remembers that it's his wife and that there might have been like somebody set him up to be killed or something like that. So he remembers a couple of things, but he doesn't remember much. But then there's also this period of time, and apparently like he's also fighting crime here and there as this is going on. Like, it's a gritty universe where there's, you know, a lot of people doing a lot of bad things, and like he's killing some of them, which is, you know, a-okay, as, you know, Spawn does. So
So you don't know what he is or who he was.
No.
Okay. I mean, it's hard for me as someone who's obviously read a lot, who actually enjoyed the movie,
did a lot of people not like the movie, or
there were some interesting choices with different scenes.
Okay.
But to me it was great, and you know, Sam and Twitch are in the first issue, which is good. I actually have Sam and Twitch issue 1-2, their spinoff, but you know, there's funny things like mentioning Youngbloods and stuff like that, which is another image. So basically, he dies, right? Al dies,
yes.
Al Simmons. And he makes a deal with the devil.
Okay. Or
we'll say the devil.
Yeah.
To become a Hellspawn.
Okay.
And to, you know, kind of be a mercenary assassin on Earth for...
To be sent back for a period of time or something? Or
right.
Okay.
You kill evil people, they become part of the army of hell.
Okay.
So, it kind of goes into the same realm as Constantine.
So, he's not necessarily, like, killing these criminals and stuff out of compassion or anything like that. He's just doing it
because
he's compelled.
Fuel Satan's army.
Okay.
How about that?
Interesting.
And, basically, that's, yeah, that's it in a nutshell.
Okay.
You know? Obviously, down the line, a lot of things happen,
mm-hmm.
Such as breaking that deal and things like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, it's always been, I don't know, it's kind of sad that I enjoyed this so much.
Why?
It's pretty dark stuff.
Okay, yeah, I mean, there's some stuff in there that I'm like, okay, this is like, you know, edgy, really edgy comic.
Yeah, it's very edgy.
Especially for 92.
It was, the first issue was dedicated to Jack Kirby, which I thought was actually pretty cool. And, you know, I've always liked McFarlane's art style. Obviously, we went through it with Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a cool comic book to me.
Yeah.
You know, there wasn't really anything else like it.
Oh, okay.
You know, where somebody just...
They weren't doing anything quite like this, with even with Batman at the time?
No. This? No.
Okay.
This was next level. Like, you could... I mean, yeah, there was some indie stuff and things like that, but like when you think about it, you know, like there were plenty of violent video games, but
oh yeah,
when Mortal Kombat came out, it was
the era of Doom,
right yeah but when Mortal Kombat came out, it was like,
yeah,
what, you know, it's like, really, we've been like blowing people's heads off for a while.
We're like literally shredding people with exploding
with
barrels,
chainsaws and stuff. It's like, what's wrong now? Just because it's like,
oh, you finally noticed.
You notice. Oh, I'm sorry. And, you know, to me, this was that comic, I think. I mean, yeah, there was punching and blood and things like that in comics. And, but, I don't know, this was a different level to me. At least to me, you know?
So, like, when did Punisher come about? Because I've heard that that would be another one that's kind of in that same, like, realm of, like, just, you know, merciless violence. So.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'll show you some War Journal comics. I mean... They're not
actually that bad.
It's just kind of the way it's drawn. Here, I think I have one right here.
Okay.
You talk, here, just do, here, yeah, I can, do your, I,
yeah,
do
I can
your
do,
rating.
I can do the rating system here, yeah.
Here's the marker.
So,
can you do math? Can you do something?
I can do the math. So we're going to review Spawn Issue 1, the original, the OG Spawn. Let me bring up my calculator here because the calculator can do the math at least. So for the dialogue, I'm actually going to go ahead and give it, I think I'm going to give it a 7. It was really pretty good dialogue. I liked the newscast stuff kind of giving you like multiple perspectives on a thing. Oh, okay. Yeah, this does look, we'll cover that in a second. Let me go through this. 7 for the dialogue. Artwork. So I actually liked the artwork a lot. I think I want to give the artwork like a 9 because like for a first issue, for them having never done anything in this universe, like they put some serious time in.
It's a very well thought out universe.
Yeah.
Let's say that.
And they put some time into it. So, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, if, like, even if the issue is not necessarily like a fantastic issue, as long as the artwork is really good and the dialogue is decent, then like you should be all right. So plot and story, I'm going to go a little bit lower. No, I'll give it a 7. Because it was actually a pretty good setup. I had a lot of, like, I was intrigued. I wasn't off-put by anything. Entertainment. I'll put entertainment at a 7. That's like, this is all trending in one direction. Cool factor, about the same. It's about a 7. So, overall, let me see, what does that put it to? So that's a 3.7.
No. Multiply by 2.
Oh, yeah, I got to multiply by 2. See? I can't do the math. 7.4 out of 10.
7.4 out of 10 for good old Spawn number 1.
So that's pretty good, right? I mean, 7.4.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we'll go over it in the whatever, the finale thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like it should be higher.
We've also got, okay, so you grabbed...
I grabbed Punisher
Warzone.
Warzone, not War Journal. I got War Journal,
War
too.
War Journal, okay. And, okay, so, like, this
is... Yeah, just flip through it. Just, I mean, yeah, they show blood in the back, you know, like, they have cool splatter blood of background effects, but, like, the actual comic is not...
And you got, like, he's shooting the Uzi here, yeah.
But they're not showing the bullet go through someone or something, you know? Yeah. It's just, like, there's just
it's
blood.
More like explosions, yeah.
It's, like, implied.
Oh, okay,
you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, it's just not...
Yeah, well,
there's
the
violence.
I remember,
you don't see it.
Yeah, right? I remember watching the first Punisher movie, and one of my cousins who was into comics talking about how violent the comic book is. Like, that he was disappointed in the movie because he was like, the comic book, like, he's so much more of a badass. He's like, so much more violent in the comic book. And I was like, oh, okay. And so that's kind of what I grew up thinking, having never actually seen it. But, like, I don't know.
I disagree.
Well, just the art style in here, it kind of looks like Mary Worth. But that might be a little unfair. I haven't read anything, so it's okay. I don't know anything.
There's more gritty one. I mean, I have some more gritty ones, but still,
compared the Punisher to Mary Worth.
To just show someone falling,
yeah.
You know, where Spawn, especially in later issues, I mean, it's like
tears into people.
Yeah, it's bad, but in a good way, you know, in a good way. All right, so you gave it a 7.4, which I'm trying to think of other scores we've had, but that's not great.
No, it's not great, but...
So what did it? Just all... I mean, 7 seems...
The artwork was... I gave it a 9 on the artwork.
But it would have...
Okay. Well, but so the thing about that is that everything was at least consistently pretty good.
Hmm.
You know, the whole thing. But that's the key. And this goes into something... I feel like it was a while ago I said this. But... you know, you don't want it to be, you don't want your first issue, at least I wouldn't want my first issue to be like a 10 across the board, because then you're setting yourself up for failure. There's no way you're going to keep that up for 12 issues a year. You just can't. Nobody can. So like, you just want it to be a solid good. So I don't even know if the rating system that I'm using here is necessarily valid, but who cares?
I came up with it. It's valid.
It's our podcast. So.
All right, what are we going to do next? We got a few options left before the month's over. We're going to have to fit in a few more episodes. We're going to have to do more than just 3 a week for us to work out.
Okay.
Well, we'll make it work out.
We'll figure it out. Okay.
We'll figure it out.